The UK Report.
Let's go to Adam in London. Brexit. They'll be keep talking Brexit because Europe, I'm telling you, are nervous. All right, Adam.
As are we, though. But, yeah, 85 days to our Halloween Brexit. A couple of things today. I mean, we won't talk about it every day because otherwise we will talk for 85 days. But a couple of things today. The UK food industry wants the government to waive some competition and monopoly laws so that supermarkets can essentially club together should there be any shortages after a no-deal Brexit, should it go that way. But number two, we've also had the Exiting the EU Committee. This is a cross-party committee of MPs who warned us that no deal could create some supply problems in the short term. Medicines, chemicals, technology, farming and cars, to name but five. It's not so much Project Fear anymore. It's about Project Practical,
but see,
and about actually planning for this stuff.
Right. But see, from where I sit, and I know you know more about this than I do because you're living with it, I just look at the figures. A, you're the fifth biggest economy in the world. Two, you don't export more than 48% of your product to Europe. So you're obviously exporting 52% to other parts of the world. You don't import 50% of your product from Europe. So you're obviously getting products from other parts of the world. I'm saying Britain used to rule the ocean, rule the waves. They can do it again. Just a quick one on the sorry.
No, I just can say the only thing is, I mean, an obvious instant problem is, for instance, we get a lot of butter from Holland.
Yep.
If they're not going to give us butter in quite such a ready supply, yeah, we can get it from other parts of the world, but it'll take longer.
Hey, we've got plenty of it. We've got plenty of it. Just a quick one on bullying in the armed forces.
Yeah, this is a problem, a perennial problem, and it just turns out that a load of figures, and the UK Ministry of Defence has agreed they will overhaul their complaints process as a result of these figures. That just one, for instance, that 23% of women have complained about various things like bullying, harassment and discrimination, even though only 11% of the Army, Navy and Air Force are comprised of women. So there are issues there that have been going on for decades and continue, even though we move towards a more equal opportunity armed forces.
Just a quick one on the Seagull. I quite like this.
Yeah, this could be the handiest bit of advice you'll get all week. Thanks to researchers at the University of Exeter, the best way to stop a seagull from stealing your food is to stare at them. Remember Paddington Bear's hard stare? Apparently that puts seagulls off. Not forever, just it'll delay their attack tactics. So if you're sitting there with a bag of chips or ice cream or whatever, stare at them hard. It might just put them off.
And just say that Adam Gilchrist told us to. All right, Adam, good to talk to you. He's wonderful, isn't he? We love him.